You're listening to the Back Burner Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome
to the Back Burner.
The Back Burner Show.
It's back.
It's back.
Anniversary. And
we're burning our anniversary show.
Anniversary. How many years? How many years has it been?
Almost too many to count.
Too many to count. For those of you who are new, which is probably going to be everybody's listening since it's been so long.
I'm new too.
Everybody who started listening.
What about our loyal fans?
All the original listeners died a long time ago, right?
I hope you are very much alive. For those of you just listening and tuning in now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Back Burner Show. We're a late night relationship advice show. And that means that you are calling us, and hopefully we can give you some advice. And so the number you can call throughout the entire episode, which is going to be from 9 p.m. to... Oh, sorry, from 10 p.m. Yeah, it's 10 p.m., my gosh. My God. Where does the time go, Kieran?
Oh, my goodness. It flies when you're having fun, I'll tell you that much.
Should we should say our names first.
Yeah, introduce ourselves.
Before we get the number.
Sure. Who are you?
I'm the co-host. My name is Teo. I've been on this show for several lunar cycles.
And who's this strapping young lad behind the table here?
That would be the other co-host. I've also been here for many seasons. So many seasons.
You didn't give me your name, pal.
Oh, my. I was just so flustered.
Do you want me to ask again?
Yes, please.
Hey there, sugar.
Isaac. It's Isaac.
Isaac.
Good to be back.
Let's go around the table and see who's here.
Who else is here?
I'm the king, baby.
That's Kalev.
The bike king.
My name's Kieran Sanders.
This is Megan. I've been here before, but I'm not a co-host. Yeah, unfortunately.
My name's Adma. I'm also not a co-host. I'm just a guest, I guess.
Welcome, guest.
Yes, and we have one more. She's in the back. She's our financial producer.
I'm Rihanna.
And that's everybody here.
Yeah, it's been a long time to get back on the air after our contract negotiations, but
yeah, indeed. We actually, we have our financial producer here, Kieran, who's been fighting tooth and nail for our contract.
I've been on the picket lines for years, guys. It's been a long, hard journey, but finally, it's nice to see the fruits of my labor in the form of Oh, thanks, pal. No, it's nice to see the fruits of our labor here in full effect with the Back Burner coming back on the air.
Absolutely, and we thank you for that. But back to where we were at.
We beat the guys in the suits. We got them down.
We beat them. Say, we stuck it to the man.
And this is season two, baby.
This is season...
See, I thought it was season 22.
We've been renewed for 10 more years. Anyway, the show, back to it. We're a relationship advice show, so you can call in as the audience anytime from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. today for our episode.
And that's Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, absolutely is Pacific Standard Time.
10 p.m., you said that?
10 p.m.
Okay, I don't want people calling it at 10 in the morning. So.
No, God forbid.
Too early.
To 11 p.m., and the number is 604-822-2487. So that's 604-822-2487. You can call anytime throughout the show. We'll stop what we're doing. We'll take your call. We'll hopefully give you some great advice, and we'd love to hear from you since it's been an interesting time for relationships, I think. Isaac, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. I mean, last time, you know, I was on vacation so long, and I was thinking about all the great advice I got from this show, and I was able to actually get into a relationship.
You're joking.
I'm not.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
How long has it been going for?
Wow.
Give us the skinny here, Isaac.
Vacation has been so long. I don't know. It's been 6 months, a year. Who knows?
Wow. And how have you found long-term dating now that you're in it versus the advice we've been giving the past few years in the Back Burner Show as single?
It always comes handy because, you know, if I'm not sure about something, then I just think about, like, season 3, episode 7, you know? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I remember what Aiden said.
Fan favorite right there.
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
Go back, listen, you know, because you never want, you know, after you you get in, how could I say this on the air?
It's okay. We're
hot and heavy. When you get hot and heavy, like, you don't want to eat brownies before that, and you don't want to.
Yeah, please use euphemisms, you know. We don't usually talk about sex or relationships graphically on this show like that, you know. We do appreciate our Christian fans.
Yeah.
Has it changed your perspective at all, Isaac? Do you look back at some of your previous episodes and think, you know what, maybe I wouldn't have given that
I mean, they didn't,
that advice, you know, now that I'm on the other side of it, you know?
They renewed us for a reason, you know. It's like fresh perspective, like, they saw, like, how much we grew after, like, the 11th season.
That was a pretty intense climax towards the end of it.
Once we got the $10 million funding approval, it blew me away.
That Spotify deal really helped
us.
Just behind Joe Rogan himself. Like,
yes.
He took the headlines.
Press release. I mean, it came out the day after, right? So, of course, it's going to get swamped. So.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Tough. It's tough.
But here we are. The Back Burner renewed again. So once again, if you're just tuning in from your car, you're listening to COTR 101.9
Pull
FM.
Over right now and call us.
Yes.
Get off the road.
Yes, get off the road and call us because we don't want you to
no,
call.
No, you
drive.
Were meant to be listening right now. It's time. We have what you need.
The number is 604-822-2487. And you can call us and ask for relationship advice, and we'll give you a series of advice.
If you don't call, we are going to be forced to start calling you. So, I mean, it's really...
Yeah, and we go randomly, so it's going to take a while.
So, Isaac, I mean, you've been in a relationship now for like 10 years or whatever now. So
yeah, since I was... Yeah, whatever. Since I was 11.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Took you a while.
Well, what advice do you have for the fans now that we're back on the air that you didn't have before, you know? What's the main takeaway? What's the key, like, to love? The new Back Burner, the new truth.
New Back Burner.
New gospel, tell me it.
New Back Burner, the
it's
truth.
It's being relit, and right now we're witnessing it.
We got to get it to the boiling point again.
Speaking of being lit, happy 8th day of Hanukkah to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
Snaps to that.
Yeah. I hope everyone's menorah is well and truly lit, and that everyone's enjoying a restful time with family and friends celebrating. Mm-hmm.
And to those of you non-denomination... folks, happy holidays.
Exactly.
I celebrate Christmas, man. It's a pagan holiday. It's not a Christian holiday. Christ was not born on that day. We just need to let that go.
No, it was marked sometime, right?
But, you know, it's the winter solstice or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yes.
Something
yes.
like that. Winter harvest? I don't care.
Is Mercury in retrograde? Like,
I don't
that's
know,
your,
probably, man.
That's your name. Like, I thought you might know.
Mercury Gatorade.
No. Oh. Yeah, I mean, do you guys know astrology? Do you? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what's going on with the stars and shit right now? What season are we in? Is Mercury in retrograde? Please let us know.
We don't. So, folks back at home, we don't know if Mercury is in retrograde, in fact.
Working on it.
I don't know about Mercury in retrograde, but I can tell people's futures.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. What's
your horoscope?
What's my horoscope? My sign, I'm a Leo.
Rawr.
Oh. That's very telling. There.
Yes.
What's my future? For love, specifically.
Well, what's your process first? I'm interested
Leos,
to see what the inner workings
yeah,
work
like
is.
Born with this gift or something.
July Leo?
No, I'm an August Leo.
August Leo.
Late.
Okay. you're very flirtatious.
Oh.
Leos, usually. They're usually they want to be the alpha in the relationship, so, I mean.
I don't know. I enjoy being a sub occasionally.
I think Teo's described himself as a power bottom at times.
Sorry, continue.
Unusual for Leo. I don't know. I think I read somewhere they usually like marry for either like fame or money or.
Sounds about right. I'd marry for either of those. What about you, Karen?
I think what's the old adage that you marry for money and then you marry for love? That's the second one.
Is it?
Yeah. I think that's usually the process.
Where are you at?
Currently working on The Love. Like I said, I spent a lot of time on the picket line, so I met some interesting people.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, at this point, I've got the money. I just need to focus on getting love now.
Amen.
Tao, you spent a lot of money last week, huh?
That's a great segue.
That's actually a really good one.
I did.
Where were you?
What were you doing?
Where were you? How much money did you spend?
I spent about $250.
Good Lord.
Where were you?
I was at, I don't want to say the name in case it's libel. I was at a strip club in Vancouver. A very nice one. Yes.
Oh, I see.
And it was my first time at a strip club and my last time at a strip club. It was one of those novelties bucket list ticket off. Yeah. And
Kieran looks confused.
No, I'm just interested. I've never been.
Really?
I've never been.
No. Yeah, so I was in the same boat. I grew up in a very restricting part of the world, very conservative. So that was never something we could do. And I figured, why not just go and try it out? Mm. And it was uncomfortable because I was just so unnatural in that space.
Oh, we got a call.
We have a caller.
We got a live one.
Yeah, we got a call.
No way.
We got a call.
Who's calling us right now?
Hello.
It's Aiden Toy. Is here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who
is this?
What's
Welcome
your name?
To the show.
My name's Dad.
Hi, Dad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
We're great to hear from you. You know, it's okay to use a fake name because we want to hear your real story. So this is a relationship advice show, and we're here, and we're eager to give you some advice. What are you going through right now?
Oh, I thought I was going to give advice to other people.
I mean, we actually have we either or. I mean, we were expecting to give you advice.
I mean, you could flip the script on us like that if you want.
You can throw us under the bus.
Okay. My advice is, if she's cheating, cheat back. You got to support your girl in everything she does.
If she's cheating, cheat back. I don't know if I can endorse that that advice.
Is that supporting?
Yeah, it supports her.
I mean, in a manner of speaking, I guess we have an expert just walked in right now who can't hear anything. But I don't think he would agree. But what do you think? He says, the gentleman, his name is Dad, fake name, doesn't matter, that the best way to support someone is if they're cheating, to cheat back to support her. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's controversial, but I think in that situation, you're really only left with two options, and there's a fun option, which is that option. And then there's a much more boring, responsible, and mature option. And we're too young to be mature, I think. How old are you, Dad? You said your name was Dad?
Papa? Daddy, sorry?
Father, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, how old are you?
I am 19.
19, oh, buddy.
Like
you gotta, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just gotta ease off the Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, strikes aren't so lucky after a few years.
Yeah, no, I'd say.
I think we lost him.
We lost Dad.
Dad's gone. He ran away.
I don't think you should. People shouldn't cheat on each other. And I think God sees everything. And you know, God will see you sin, and you will be punished on the day of judgment. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I think my advice was so convincing that he hung up the phone and ran out the door.
He knew it was right.
To go find a partner that wasn't his own.
Not mom tonight.
Yeah, nice to see you all again.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, great to see you.
How are you?
My name's Aiden, and I guess. I was one of the earlier members of this show.
Since season 2, episode 3.
Is that when I made my appearance? Is that when viewership dropped off as well?
Yes.
No, that's when we all went on vacation, but luckily Kieran is here, and he really, you know, he's a negotiating guy.
You got a contract, dude.
I fought tooth and nail in the picket lines for 2 long years.
They let you in here, eh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I was surprised as well.
Part of the contract, fine print.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know. It's good to be back. It's nice to see everybody. I was sort of wandering around outside, and much like the bat signal, there was a big light in the sky, and I looked up, and it was a picture of a back burner, and I thought, oh, that's strange. And I wandered over here, and the on-air light was on. And look at this. We're back.
We're back.
We're back, man.
What were you doing wandering around at night? It was, what, 10, 10:15?
Well, I was doing what I've done ever since the show went off air. I was coming up with relationship problems and solving them in my own
head. A vigilante.
Yeah, I'm pretty primed and ready. You can probably tell from that first piece of advice, I've gotten much better.
So where'd you get this new skills from? Are you in a relationship?
No, unfortunately not.
What have you learned since the Backburn has been off the air?
We watch a lot of stuff.
That you
want to
share with the fans.
What do I want to share? I'd say that personally, I don't know if I've learned a whole deal, but I'd say that the overall quality of the show was pretty consistent. I only know of a couple of divorces that spawned as a result of our advice, but you know, if you're going to make an omelet, you're probably going to crack some eggs. So
I sure hope so.
You really helped some people out back then, you know.
Rightfully said. For those of you just tuning in again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Backburner Show, late night comedy show. It's a relationship advice show, which means you get relationship advice, whether you like it or not. You can call us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 and ask for some advice, and we'd be happy to give it to you. We have a big panel, a lot of advice, different backgrounds. It'll be hopefully very fulfilling.
We got a question over here, I think.
Can I go?
Yeah, please, go. Yeah.
No, the guy behind you first.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, his question was answered.
Oh, no, you go, okay. Man.
No, yeah. No, I answered his question. You go. No, you go. Sorry, okay. You go, Kim.
Teo, I couldn't help it, you know, take a gander at your chest there, and there's
a dirty boy.
Well, I mean, I can't stop, but there's an image there as well. There's also some text as well. It says pleasures, and it's a rainbow. Are you sponsoring? Are you sponsored?
Sponsored.
Oh, okay.
It's a. I don't know if I can say the brand because it's gonna.
Oh no! Don't say
free publicity.
By the way, do we have any sponsors for this show?
Like, we do. Durex.
I think we just locked down MeUndies for a while, didn't we?
We're sponsored by Big Pharma, baby. We do whatever Big Pharma says, please.
Or Trojan. We will hate you. Durex.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
The Bill and... Yes, yes.
This is sponsored by the World Economic
Teeth
Forum.
For Tots.
Strategic Policy.
Oh, Division. we got another call.
Hey, please
we got
call
another
in.
Call. We got another call.
Get in here.
Hello.
Hi, who is
Hello.
This?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Elmira is calling. Is this... relationship show?
This is relationship advice show, yes.
Awesome. So can I ask my question?
Please do.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm your expert. So this guy I've been dating for a few months. He's really kind and thoughtful, and I haven't seen any red flags so far. But we are coming from very different cultures, backgrounds, and I've been thinking if this differences might cause problems later on. What is your take on this? Should people from different cultures date? What are the problems that might
That's a great question.
Yeah, great question. I think a lot of people are wondering the same thing about their relationship.
And a lot of people going through that, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Teo, you didn't grow up here, and now you're here, and it's different.
I grew up in an Islamic country. Yeah. I myself am not Islamic, but having that experience definitely opened my eyes to a lot of different things in Canada, for sure, for culturally. And I think it's difficult when the parents specifically are stricter. I'm sure that younger people now, coming from cultural differences, will make the effort for people that they feel and they care about. But it's tougher when the families are more severe and strict in terms of those cultural differences. And that can be a big difficulty for a lot of new couples that I know. And so it depends on how much you want to pursue him. Because I know this is a new person. I'm assuming a new relationship. You've been seeing him for a couple of months. So it's still pretty fresh in the honeymoon phase, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. What is the past honeymoon phase
going to look like? Interesting. I don't know, Kieran, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, culturally, it is kind of a limiting factor. If there's another, it's like you're not just dating the person, it's like you're dating the family by extension, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it does depend on the person, right? Like, I know people that come from very conservative backgrounds, and they have very strong cultural ties. To, you know, have a relationship with that person, it would be fine. just because they're more open to different things and they're more open to.
Well, I think you're specifically you're on a good point right now because there's no red flags yet,
yeah.
including the cultural differences.
Yeah.
Then that's usually a good sign. That
I mean,
it's going to stay that way.
Yeah,
I mean, where are your concerns coming from because of that cultural difference? Have you noticed anything starting to develop, or you see something down the road that yeah. may pose a problem? Or are you just kind of anticipating something that's going to happen?
Well, I'm a bit of cynical person myself. I'm just a bit worried. What if, like, in the future, some problems come across and I cannot handle them because we are very different mm-hmm. bringing up. Things like that, upbringing.
I think, in a way, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. In a way, everyone has that kind of thought, and it just differs in terms of like what they're worried about, whether it's cultural or if it's going to work down the road. I think if you're fixated—not that you are—but if anyone is fixated on the future of a relationship based on hypothetical things that may happen, you're going to be not too much in the present in the relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important part, specifically for new relationships. So to be really focusing on what's happening now and not what's going to happen in the future, especially mm-hmm. if there's no signs at the moment that things are going to get to that point. I mean, I know where you're coming from. I'm pretty cynical too. So it's hard to not imagine scenarios down the road.
Mm-hmm. But I think Caleb has his take on this
yeah.
too.
Well, I mean, I think you just got to work through it, you know? And if you really love somebody, that person will make sacrifices of whatever sort to accommodate being a part of your life, you know, and sharing a life and sharing like a reality and enjoying each other's culture in whatever way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can always run away together too.
But
and
I assume that, I mean, you've been together a couple months or so. You probably really like this person. So that's probably why you're worried. So, I mean, give it some time and then talk to that person. You got to be like, if we're serious, we're going to commit, you know, and that's mm-hmm. going to be a real commitment. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take an entire life.
Wow.
You know, but
hopefully not an entire life.
But
hopefully,
like, you know what I mean? But like, if you're really gonna
hopefully for the
solve these problems.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely.
If you're really gonna,
I'm tired of dating, honestly.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
Yeah, but if you're really going to, you know, solve the whatever contradictions are between your two cultures, you have to go head on, and it will be hard probably at points. But if you love each other, you'll work through it because there's so many people who have done this, you know, and like just like this human history is like people meeting and exchanging culture, you
yeah.
know, and through family
totally
and everything. You're going to work through it, man.
So does your partner's parents come with you on dates or like what is that?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Wait a second. What was the question?
I was just wondering if your partner's parents come with you two on the dates.
No. Thank
no.
God.
Oh, no, she said
thank
no.
Thank goodness, yeah. No, but touching back on what you said earlier, absolutely. Dating is exhausting, specifically now in an era of social barriers and boundaries and physical barriers because of... We're going to pretend that this vacation, we're not going to say what it is because we don't want to talk about it because everyone's talking about what's going on.
These troubling times.
It is exhausting because... You have to put in so much work and, you know, dating.
Okay. You mean how many people I told what is my favorite color to?
tell us. I'd love to know. How many people know? What is your favorite color? Tell us, too.
It depends because, you know, I'm not that superficial, but depends for the decoration. I go for teals, turquoise.
Within the same color spectrum, like the tones.
How do you feel about chartreuse?
That's not too bad.
Like accessories for like a clutch or like shoes or something like that.
Okay, that's a brave choice.
Yeah,
sure.
No, but you're right. Like first going on dates, especially first dates, having to reestablish like first impressions. You gotta put so much work into first impressions to make sure it's good, and then it gets exhausting because you have the same conversations over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand where you're coming from. You want to have something with someone that doesn't necessarily have the stress of a serious relationship, but also doesn't have the casual nature of just dating first impressions always.
Yes.
On all my
not
first...
Like
sorry, Almira, please go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sorry for cutting you off. So let me just review what I've heard. For this relationship to be successful, I need to stay away from self-fulfilling prophecy and focus on the present.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the latter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, like Kalev said, like appreciate your differences. Like, just because you're different, that just means you have more to learn from each other. Because if you were the same, then you'd be asking the color question again.
Yeah.
On all my first dates, I just ask faculty, favorite color, and a funny fact about yourself.
give us yours, Kieran.
I'm Kieran. My name's Kieran. I'm in the Faculty of Political Science. Funny fact about myself: I was fifth in the province in speed walking in grade 12.
See, I'm already bored.
Sorry, race walking.
Yeah, but absolutely. First impressions, focus on the present. And also, if your values are the same and culturally you're different, it's okay. Because, you know, at the fundamentals, you feel the same way about each other. That can get past a lot of different cultural boundaries,
I think.
Keep
things interesting at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the differences keep everything interesting.
And stay hopeful. Don't be a pessimist. You know, don't be cynical. Because otherwise, you're gonna set yourself up for it. If you gotta stay optimistic about the future and the present. I mean, I know it's difficult now with everything that's going on, but I think it's more important now than ever.
That's very true. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Of course. Well, thank you for calling in. We love hearing from people that listen to the show. This is the first show back in 2 years, so it's great that we have some interaction.
I'm looking forward to listening more, and I'm going to have so many more questions if this relationship progresses.
Every time we have a call that comes in, we always want to hear the progression relationship, and we never, ever get to. They never call us back again and tell us an update.
We highly encourage follow-ups, you know?
Yes. Like a doctor's appointment, you know? How do we know what's wrong with you? If you don't follow check up, we can't keep track of the progress.
Awesome. Have a
lovely
night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Quite.
So sweet. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Absolutely.
Genuinely, like.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
And a real question. I mean, I'm sure everyone has gone through that at some point or another in their life, or will go through, especially with the multicultural society we live in today. Cultural boundaries and differences play a big role, and it scares a lot of people.
It's a minefield out there, folks.
It is a minefield. Good thing we're minesweepers.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Minesweeper show? yeah.
Wow. I was thinking, I don't know, unless we get a call, but we could play a song.
Sure.
Does anyone have a song?
Do you want to play a song for our caller?
We could play a song for
in
do you have your guitar?
I don't have my guitar today. Usually I bring my guitar and we'll play an improv song based off the call, but I figured it'd just be insulting to everyone here and listening.
Really? You used to do that?
I used to do that. I could bring a cello in, but I don't know if it'd be as easy to do an improv song with a cello.
I think it might be easier.
Really?
I would think so.
Acapella cello?
We have the bow, right?
Yeah, we do.
That's the vocabulary word.
We do.
Yeah, there
you go.
Okay, say the number again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you want advice
for
your relationship.
Hopefully advice as good as the last time, call us at
604-822-2487.
That's 604-822-2487.
604-UBC-CITR, otherwise.
Mm-hmm. You can call us from any time for the next 30 minutes of our show, and we'll hopefully be able to help you, give you some advice, relationship advice.
Yes. Kalev picked the song, so you want to announce it? What do we got here? What is this?
We're going to have some fun, you know.
Is this for our
Hit
caller?
It. Is this for the caller?
Just put it.
This is for you, then. Thank you for calling. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, The Backburner Show. I'm your co-host, Teo. This is a relationship advice show, which means you can call in at any time from 10 to 11 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. The number is 604-822-2487 and ask us for some relationship advice. We have a celebrity guest here today, James Stewart.
Yeah, that's me, yeah. James Stewart.
It's a Wonderful Life, Tony Award-winning actor.
Tony Award, 1922 Tony Award-winning actor.
Well, yes. How old are you now, James?
I'm about a...
You must be...
Off the top of my head, I can tell you, it's probably north of 98, probably.
Well, you sound great, James.
Thank you.
So you were just telling us off air a few moments ago about your new relationship.
Well, I just recently got into a relationship, courting a gal, been trying to call her up and, take her stepping, take her dancing.
Mm.
Now, we go down to the boardwalk every once in a while. You hold hands.
Are you an avid dancer, James?
Well, I do the Charleston from time to time. I've been known to do the old foxtrot. I know a few moves,
I'd love to see it, James, sometime. I don't want you to hurt yourself in the studio here.
You want to see this?
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
James,
take a gander of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, take a picture. It'll last longer.
Too bad they can't see through those radio waves.
I see. It's one of those shows.
Your new relationship, you've been courting her.
I've been courting her. Well, I walked up to her and I said, listen here, I'd love to take you out to a moving picture. I'd love to see something. Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind? It's a great film. Really wanted to see it, but, I took her over. It was a cheap Tuesday. It was a nickel. So I spent the nickel on her.
Quite affordable.
Yeah, pretty
economical. Are you about affordable dates? I know there's a...
Well, I'm a bit conservative. I'm a conservative guy all the way through. I served in World War I. I was on the front lines there. I was putting in my time with the boys. I was in the Air Force.
With the RAF?
The RCAF, the Royal Canadian Air Force. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for your service.
No problem.
And thank you so much for stopping by the show. I can't believe we got it.
Really appreciate it.
James Stewart.
James Stewart, look it up.
Walking by. Look it up, folks. Yeah. James Stewart, here in the flesh from It's a Wonderful Life, Tony Award-winning actor. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be. I was told that Nardwar would be here. I was looking to have a conversation with him. Where is he?
He is on sabbatical.
I see.
Actually, he's not on sabbatical.
I don't think he's Jewish.
that's not what sabbatical is. anyway.
He's not here tonight.
That was James Stewart.
Yeah, he just left in a flash, like that.
As fast as a nine-year-old can be, flashing out of here.
James Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you missed him, dude.
I think he's older than that. He was born in like the early 1900s, man.
You're kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Why didn't you ask him? Like, are you sure?
A 90-year-old man walks by you in a huff. You're not going to stop and ask him the time of day.
No. You just kind of let him rant and you just let him go.
You got to let him ramble and go.
Speaking of rambling, you can call us anytime for the next 30 minutes at 604-822-2487. Relationship advice waiting to give you.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to call to give relationship advice. You can just call to chew the fat. I'd love to have someone to talk to.
I mean, main thing, don't cheat.
One
of our first
don't
questioners
cheat, live
asks
the
that,
present.
You know,
write that down.
Yeah,
write
being the down. Present. What other good advice do we get today?
I think
from each other's
endorse
cultures.
Endorse each other's cultures. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm. And endorse the brands that you like Arc'teryx.
Yeah, and post it,
And Amazon.
Yes.
A special thanks to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for their generous contribution to this radio show.
Uh-huh. And thank you, Trojan and Durex, for your sponsorships. We got your package, and we've already gone through almost all of them.
Of course, thank you to the World Economic Forum and Strategic Policy Institute Division for sponsoring us.
For without you, we would not have the funding for the next 10 years of our show.
Shout out to Trans Mountain Pipeline, too. Boys are doing good work up there.
That was a joke, folks. We have none of those sponsors, especially the latter. We do not like
that. No, we haven't been in contact with Bill or Melinda Gates for that matter.
No,
not yet, that is.
Not recently.
Haven't responded to the email. I'm waiting back on it.
Yes. So those of you tuning into your car again, you're listening to The Backburner Show. It's a late night comedy relationship advice
Hold up.
Radio
Sorry, I just
show.
Got a quick question for you, Teo.
Tell me.
Comedy?
Well, it's subjective, I know. I know.
Stop. Everything's relative, I suppose, eh?
It is, including the relatively good advice we give here on the show. Just call us at 604-822-2487, and we will stop what we're doing and give you some relationship advice based off of your specific needs.
Just for those listeners who haven't had a lot of experience with the show, have there any horror stories, any real humdingers that have been dropped on this show?
Where do we start, Isaac?
Yeah, we reminisce. Like, I mean, there's so
like
many.
A guy was like involved poop or something, right? Oh,
what? Wait, can you say that again?
Jeez Louise.
There was a fecal matter call. That was a while back. I don't recall the details. Probably
there was one that was like a really weird and gross one. I forget, though.
That was probably season one, actually. Yeah. Do you remember, Caleb?
Yeah, I remember.
You want to...
No, I remember everything.
You want to recollect...
You remember everything.
You
want to
regale us?
The year was 1912. I was just a lonely detective on the streets.
Huh?
What were we talking about specifically?
Fecal matter?
No, yeah, I don't... You're the one that brought it up. I brought it... Yeah. There was a story, okay. Like some guy, and it was... I don't know. I was asking if you remembered it.
No, I think we were confused. We had a call once, a vomit call, where every time she heard...
That was it, yeah.
Every time she had... Yes,
right
after she had sex with her partner, she would vomit.
No, the guy would vomit.
He would vomit.
Immediately after.
Hear him vomiting.
Yes. He would go off to the bathroom and vomit, and she didn't know how to feel about that.
Oh.
So I don't know really.
That was a back burner classic.
That was a...
Oh, we got a call.
Go back in the archives. Yeah, you want some advice?
We have a caller.
You're going to say some crazy shit like that?
Hello. Hello,
hi.
Caller.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Reginald.
Hi,
it's
Reginald.
It's Reginald.
Reggie.
How can we help you tonight?
Reg, my man.
Hi there. So, I've been dating this goldfish for 3 years now, and she's recently been offered a job at a new law firm in Toronto. Huge raise. They're going to make her a partner. You know the deal.
Yeah.
Trouble is, I'm a professional bottle cap collector, and I can't possibly relocate. It would totally cripple my business.
No, of course. I mean, the bottle cap business is tight now, right? No pun intended.
Oh, I mean, you know, don't get me started. You know, I don't know if I like Toronto. It's a bit of a concrete jungle.
The big smoke. Where dreams are made of.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, do you think that I should try and convince her to stay? Or should I sort of take the plunge and try and see it like...
That was a good one. Yeah, you see if you can. Yeah, so the clash. Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah, exactly. Good song.
Great song.
So this is just sort of like my example, but you know, generally, what would you say people should do if you know a new job opportunity means they may have to seriously relocate their lives?
I think
their love.
Yeah, that's a great question, Reggie.
Well, there's many fish in the sea, Reg.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
There. You like that one, didn't you, Reg?
I've been sitting on that one for about 5 minutes, pal.
That was really funny. That was like a good joke.
I think it depends where your values are. If you want to be more into your own professional career, if you're young, a lot of people leave to go to take on their jobs and focus on their work and themselves. I mean, it's a tough life out there. Tough time for goldfish, especially law firms. It's a top law firm, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, it's big. It's McCarthy Tetro. You know, it's
wow. Congratulations, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's big for her. I mean, first female goldfish ever in the history of the law firm. So
right,
definitely sort of breaking that glass ceiling.
Absolutely, that water ceiling.
Yeah, and I'm totally like in support and everything, but. I don't know. It's just like, I don't have any other...
Are you currently the breadwinner?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, the bottle cap market in the city is absolutely booming.
it's just...
And you know, I went to school, for 16 years to do this. and I just feel like if I change careers now, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I can't envision another career, but I love her so...
I know it is difficult. I mean, first I have to say, hats off to your girlfriend for achieving that high level of partner. Is partner, you said?
Yeah, long-term partner.
No,
with the law firm. I was referencing her employment. But she's becoming partner of this law firm.
Yeah, that's correct. They've offered her a partner.
Which is absolutely incredible, given that her memory is only, what, 12 seconds?
Yeah. She has, like, a small amount of knowledge of case law. But, you know, she specialized in sort of, you know, fish tank disputes. So she's definitely got her fin in the on the pulse of the law.
Mm-hmm. Fin on the pulse.
Well, I was just going to say, this isn't an original piece of advice. This is something that I've taken from an episode of Joe Rogan, but I think it fits the bill here. But it's very difficult when you're climbing a mountain and you work this so much and you know work so hard, you put your nose to the grindstone, and you get two-thirds of the way up, and you look, and you're two-thirds of the way up this mountain. But in order to get to the top, you have to go back down and find another path because yours ends there. And it's incredibly difficult for people to look around and look within themselves and find the strength to not only walk down to the very bottom, kind of, well, I mean, you could say undoing the work that you've previously done, but now you have the experience, but to have the tenacity, to have the strength within yourself to start again, essentially. It's incredibly difficult to do. I have all the respect for you for even thinking about this. I mean, I know that myself, I was engaged. I mean, this is kind of revealing now. Sorry.
Go ahead, Karen.
I know it's difficult.
Thank you. I was engaged to a swordfish at one time. And...
Oh, yeah. No, they're tough. They're difficult.
So you know what I'm talking
they're
about.
They're one of the more challenging fish to be intimate with.
I mean, I put in all this work to be with her, and she ended up moving to Puget Sound. Just south of the border before obviously the border was shut down recently 2 years ago. And it's I look online on her Instagram and she's so happy. It's difficult to see someone that you care about.
Can someone console him, please? He's going through.
Just give him a napkin or something. Come on,
give him a
Christ,
little.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I'll I guess I'll take the advice. So I should just go walk up a mountain and then walk down the mountain again and then walk back up the mountain. Is that what you're saying I should do?
In a matter of speaking.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, then I'll go try and do that.
Seymour's nice this time of year.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll get back to you. Good luck.
Please do.
And thank you, Reggie. And wish your partner the best at the law firm. I heard that case law is the case is getting wider and wider now. So
that's true. Yeah, it's always getting wider. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Reggie.
Bye bye.
See you, Reggie. And we're back. That was Reggie calling from Toronto, bottle clap collector.
I don't think that he was calling from Toronto.
Oh, he wasn't calling.
No,
calling
I think.
From, Vancouver. Oh, we have another call though.
Oh, yeah, that was quick. Okay, here's another call. Hello.
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 Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Shahrukh. I saw my friend Megan post this on her story.
All right. Yes, it's a relationship advice show. So we're here to give you relationship advice. Do you need any? What's your advice that you need?
Is it for advice?
Yes, specifically relationship advice. You're live on air on CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
10 million viewers. Like,
listeners.
Yeah.
10 million viewers, one listener.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We're listening.
Okay. So, yeah, I would like to need, I didn't really think of advice needed, but I would like to, just at this point in my life, I need advice on, like, how to keep going.
In relationships?
Like, in relationships, like, more in life, but in relationships, I guess I would be like, just because I'm not in a relationship right now, but... Mm-hmm. Just to, like, keep going, relationships, I'm almost tired of it, so...
Well, that was, like, we had a caller earlier, that was saying the same thing. You know, it's exhausting to date. Just so, like, financially, mentally,
telling
physically.
Telling so many people your favorite color.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Wow, well, you'd get along great with our last caller. She was in the same color range.
She likes turquoise. Yeah. Turquoise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, I don't know, advice to keep going. I mean, I'll tell you what, pal. If I knew, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I guess we're on the same page, man.
Yeah. Well, Kieran here, he's a good one to go to for that.
Yeah, I've been chomping at the bit to give this guy a piece of my mind, but I'm going to give you a pep talk, if that's all right. What's your name, sir?
Sharuk.
Sharuk? Sharuk, yeah. My friend. I'm going to give you a pep talk here, right? Well, listen up.
Okay.
I'm going to get down to brass tacks here. I'm not going to mince words, and I'm going to be quite frank with you, all right?
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Now, listen, sir. You get up in the morning. What's your first thought? What is the first thought in your head?
To be better than I was yesterday.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get up out of bed, what is the first thing you put inside your body? What is your first thought?
First thought completely?
For breakfast. What do you eat?
Breakfast. Okay, so...
What do you put in you?
I'm not a morning person. I'm not a morning eater, but
I feel that.
Water.
Water. H2O, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
Now, you got to soak that up, brother. You got to take it all in. Full glass. To the brim. Drain it. See the bottom of that glass? Yeah, throw it out your window. You don't need that anymore. You're ready to go for the day.
Yeah.
You look in the mirror. What do you see?
I see a nice human being, very handsome.
Amen. Amen. A striking jawline, I bet. Broad shoulders. Sure. Thick arms. Sure. You work out? Yeah. You lift weights?
Of course.
What do you bench?
Not too much.
Oh! Good Lord. What do you squat?
Probably 50 kgs.
50 kgs, yeah.
That's a lot. I think that's a lot. For the, I don't work out. Is that a lot? That's a lot.
It's a lot. Skip leg day, though.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. But listen. Yeah. You look in the mirror. I want you to actualize. I want you to actualize. You can do it.
You can do it.
I want you to look in the mirror and look yourself right in your iris.
Mm-hmm.
See your lens behind your, front part of your eye?
Cornea.
Yeah, right behind the cornea is the lens of your eye. Little biology for you. I want you to see the lens of your eye. I want you to see the light being refracted.
He wants you to look into your inner eye.
Your inner eye.
Amen
to that.
Amen.
I want you to imagine yourself on top of that mountain. You went up 2/3. You walked back down. You got yourself a lunch. You got yourself maybe a $5.95 meal from a local Chinese restaurant. They threw in a diet soda for the for your trouble. Then you got back up on that mountain, climbed to the very top, and you said, "Good goddamn, it's an absolute miracle that I benched squatted." Right
now say it with us. I can do it.
I can do it.
We want to hear you say it.
I can do it.
One more time, louder.
One more time for the people.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Sharuk, I want you to run up to the nearest address. I want you to knock on the door. I want you to fling the door open if it's unlocked. Scream at the top of your lungs, "I can do it."
Because you can.
I'm the best.
You are the best.
You are the best.
You know what?
Pops are on the way.
Live the present. Live every day as if it was that day.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a goddamn gift.
Yes.
Use it. That's why they call it the present.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it, man. Thank you.
Keep on fighting, Sharuk.
Thank you.
Stay blessed.
Find yourself some drywall and punch a hole in it, pal.
I'm doing it right now.
You know.
Appreciate the call, man.
No, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking my 2 cents.
Have a wonderful night. Sleep's important.
Thank you, man.
Get some rest.
Absolutely. You got a big day ahead of you.
You got a big day, man.
Big day, pal.
Things are looking up.
Big day.
Things are looking up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace and love, brother. Peace and love. Keep on fighting the good fight.
Any minute now. Wow.
I felt something.
I feel motivated. That wasn't for me, but I feel freaking amazing.
I feel. It was just indigestion, sir.
Oh, that was something else. Yeah. Well, I can smell it from here.
It's indigestion.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
Wasn't anything that. Well, way to out me. Good God.
Sorry.
You did it.
I'm trying to be a good guest here.
Tomorrow's
and you're making
a mystery.
It really...
Look, I'm
towards a mystery. Rob,
that really helped me work through some shit.
Shout out Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, man. That was really good, man. That really...
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, man. That.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, man. That was great.
Yeah, are you working through something right now that
you
need
to... Yeah, man.
With?
That's going to... That's some shit that you need to hear once in a while, or else, you know, you're going to get in a dark place, you know. And that's why you have the back burner. That's why you have us.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you could also say that, well, I think there's something to be said for getting outside and getting some fresh air, too.
Yeah,
I mean, not to say that I don't want to water down my importance here, but I think that I, you know, have as much sway as the average cat.
If they want to talk to us, how can they talk to us?
Oh,
604.
What was the other number?
224-872-2487. 604-UBCCITR. That's the number. Call
us. Got 7 minutes left.
Broadcasting 7 minutes.
If you want to be on the show, if you want the truth that we will give you.
Thank you very much. We are currently broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam First Nations people. Thank you very much. CITR 101.9. Absolutely, sir. Now, listen. With regards to, this is just like a thought that I've had on my mind recently. So I watched this documentary. It's called Tell Me Who I Am. I don't know about the validity of this documentary.
Who are you?
Believe me, I've been asking myself that question every day. No, but the idea is there's twins. One of them gets into a motorcycle crash, and he loses all of his memory. And so the only thing he remembers is that his twin is his twin brother. And so he gets basically taught everything about his life, about who he is. And, you know, how to be a human being again from his brother, right? And so something horrible happened to them when they were kids.
Yeah, I've seen this actually.
Yeah, you saw it? Yeah, what do you think of it? It was a good one, yeah?
I mean, it's pretty a dark thing to bring up right now.
But well, no, I'm not going to get into specifics, pal. But no, I was just saying, really terrible thing happened to them as kids.
Yeah.
And then the brother neglected to tell him that. He forcibly left that out of the equation. He left that out of what he told his twin. Unfortunately, the twin found out later. The one that had the motorcycle accident that forgot everything, he found out about this horrible thing that happened as a kid. And he was like, what the hell, man? You know, this is the guy that I trust over everything. And he's, you know, kept this a secret from me for all these years. This happened years and years ago. So my question to you guys is, what would you do if you were you have a twin? Teo, you actually have a twin. So
wait, what?
Yeah.
Teo is a twin.
Yeah, twin sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so
you thought it was another Teo?
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
So you have a twin sister. So your sister gets into a motorcycle accident. She forgets everything. Do you tell her about something that really terrible that happened to her? Do you tell her the truth? No, you leave it out. And she finds out years later, and she's angry with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's also the question of if you're the person you found out, should you be thankful they tried to do that for you? Or should you be angry? Do you have a right to be angry? You know?
I think you have a right to be angry. Maybe. I think that's the only thing that he remembered was that his brother is his twin. That's all he knew.
Wow.
And then there was also a lot. I mean, like, you saw the movie, too.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, his dad wasn't his real dad or something?
No, I don't even want to talk about it. It was a really dark, terrible thing that happened. But the twin fabricated a bunch of memories for his brother and gave him a much better childhood than they did have. Like, there was a picture of them at the beach, and he described this. Oh, yeah, like, together we went with mom and dad, and, you know, they took us to the beach, and it was this great family vacation. We went all week, and there was all these other great things that happened. When in actuality, that was, like, one of the very few times that the parents ever paid attention to the kids.
Wow.
And so he created, like, the brother fabricated a lot of other kind of juicy tidbits about this fantastic fantasy life. Mm-hmm. But in actuality.
There's another movie hypothetical with Eternal Sunshine, Spotless Mind one. Yeah, would you forget a memory if you could? Memory's too painful to live with, you know?
I mean, if I had the ability to get rid of memories, I think I wouldn't want to. I think memories are character building. Same as relationships. Relationships build character. You learn from them.
Advice builds character. We have some.
We are actually reaching the end of our show. We have about three minutes left. Yeah. This was the anniversary show. 3 years ago, we had our first show.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I
can't believe we've fit 12 seasons into 3 years.
Yeah. 397 episodes the past 3 years.
We're almost at episode 400.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been crazy if it coincided with the anniversary and the 400th episode?
Nuts. Absolutely bonkers.
But this is the Back Burner Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll try to be on next time, next Sunday, perhaps. We'll see. But it'll be a 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Showtime. We don't have social media for our show for the Express
Region.
I know. We need to have it. to keep our followers in the loop.
Yeah, we'll set it up, man.
With all the stories. Yeah. We should set it up. Why not? So it will be set up at the Back Burner Show in some shape or form. And next time we're on...
Can we get a MySpace page?
Can we get a MySpace page?
Can we get a Telegram page?
Just keep
it's
going.
It's an encrypted web social media.
I have
can
it,
we get
actually.
You have Telegram?
Yeah, I do.
Can we get Wire? Yeah.
If you want to find us, you can find us on the Tor browser on the dark web.
I don't know what that is. But you probably could find us there.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that a bunch of our fans are actually currently there right now. I'm sure that the people that listen to this show are probably on there right now.
Probably.
The deepest recesses of the dark web.
Looking for advice.
I mean, who else would listen to this, right?
No, not me.
Next episode will be aired from the metaverse. So see you there with Zuckerberg in the house.
Yes. Thank you for listening. This was the Back Burner Show on CITR.
The Back Burner.
The Back Burner Show. We're going to say goodbye, all of us, and we're going to play our delicious outro song. Goodbye.
Signing out.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Peace and love, everybody.
Adios.
Hasta luego. Show me how